This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's hit the guest line right now, because one of the great storylines this past weekend in college football was the victory by Old Dominion and over Vatek, and their football coach, Bobby Wilder, joins us now. Hey, Coach, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Oh, you got it. Great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you got it. Pleasure's all ours.
Yes, sir. Coach,
when that game was unfolding, well, first and foremost, going into it, you know, did you feel like you had a chance? I mean, what was your vibe? I understand you're always optimistic, but, you know, what was the vibe and tenor from your mentality going into that game against Vatek?
Well, the first thing I can say, guys, is none of this is going to make sense on paper, but we went into it a week ago, not feeling very good about ourselves. Last Sunday, we had our team meeting, and I explained to the players what I thought was the anatomy of an upset, how it happens. And number one, it's got to start with passion for what you're doing. And we talked about the fact that Virginia Tech is the program in Virginia. We don't have professional sports here, so Virginia Tech football is at the top of the mountain. And if we could find a way to beat them, that they would go down in history as we're only 10 years old as a program. We're brand new, but the first team to beat a Power 5, to beat a ranked opponent, and to knock off Virginia Tech. And when they came back here with their families 20 years from now, they could tell that story to their kids. So that got some real energy going in the room. And then we had to put together a game plan that gave us a shot, and that was taking shots downfield against man coverage, different looks against their RPO, hanging in on special teams. Then we had this really good week of practice. And then the next part of the anatomy was something good has to happen early, which did. We stayed in the game. We needed to be close at halftime. It was 14-14. And then the last thing was, guys, if we've got a shot in the fourth quarter, let's just cut it loose, because at that point we're going to feel like we can do it, and there's going to be doubt on the other side. And we were only down 28-21 going into fourth, and, man, we cut it loose.
Oh,
in that
you did.
Quarter.
Coach, I got to tell you, I mean, just I never met you, never talked to you, but you sound like a guy who is very good at inspiring young men. So you obviously did that, and you got these your team, your Old Dominion squad, to buy in. I got to ask you about your awesome quarterback, La Russa. You know, the kid threw for almost 500 yards, 4 touchdowns. I mean, talk a little bit about him.
Yeah, that was just an amazing performance. And I've played quarterback growing up. I've coached it my whole life. And the one thing I've learned in 30 years of coaching about being around quarterbacks is there are times where a quarterback's right hand just appears to be on fire. Like there's nothing that quarterback can't do wrong. And in this game plan, because a Bud Foster defense is blitz, a lot of man coverage, well, we have 2 fifth-year senior wideouts that are both NFL prospects, and Jonathan Duhart and Travis Fulgham. They're both 6'3", 210 pounds. So we packed it in and run formations, put those two on the outside, and we were throwing deep balls and verticals to them against a couple young corners for Tech. And even though their corners were in good position on most of the throws, it looked like 30-yard handoffs. He was putting the ball in money spots, and those guys were going up and making incredible catches. And as you guys know, with young people, once you get some confidence going, look out.
Yep.
Yeah, look out is right. And speak to the receivers a little bit, because they were absolutely fantastic. Memory doesn't serve me. Who was the – which receiver made the one-handed catch in the end zone over
Peoples,
the shoulder?
Was that Peoples?
That was Duhart. Jonathan Duhart, who's been leading Conference USA in receiving. Even though we haven't been performing well as a team, he's been an All-American type player. Duhart went 9 catches, 142 yards, 3 touchdowns.
3 touchdowns. Spectacular.
Yeah. Tremendous.
Fulgham went 9 catches, 188 yards, and a touchdown. And they just both were making incredible catches. We had 10 pass plays in this game between 20 and 50 yards. And we threw for 495 yards, and we just kept making those big-time throws and catches that you've got to make if you're going to pull an upset of this magnitude.
Coach, so let's talk about the running game, man, because Jeremy Cox, that big running back you got, man, I caught the fourth quarter of the game. I didn't catch the first three. I got to tell you, man, I was like, wow, this guy is an animal,
hey,
man.
Taz, that's completely unacceptable. Why were you not believing this game for all 4 hours?
No, I apologize, Coach. I was watching about 9 million games, and then and next thing I know, the hot topic is, hey, you got to watch Old Dominion. They're whooping. They're about to whoop Virginia Tech. I was all over it, man.
Hey, apology accepted. All right. To the point about the run game, we knew we weren't going to be able to run the ball early in this game, and we didn't. We rushed for 50 yards at halftime, but the plan was if we can do enough in the pass game to get them out of the nine box where they were in tight, which we did. They had to start playing coverage in the second half, and they went to more zone coverage, which that's not something Coach Foster likes to do. Then we were able to thin it out, get into more four wide receiver sets, and start to have some success running the ball. And then Jeremy Cox has been hurt most of the year. He's had a sprained ankle, which you guys know with a running back, that's really hard. He's back to about 80% now, and he looked like Jeremy Cox in the second half. He went 20 carries, 130 yards, and two touchdowns, and he was breaking tackles in the fourth quarter.
We're talking to Bobby Wilder, a head football coach at Old Dominion, following their 49-35 victory over Virginia Tech this past weekend. One of the great storylines of week four of the college football season. You know, Coach, I asked you, when did you, before the game, message to the team, when did you're sitting there on the sidelines, standing there on the sidelines, watching early on in this game. When did you as a coach, knowing football the way you knew it, think that, we're going to have a chance to pull off this kind of an upset?
Yeah, great question. It happened with about a minute 40 to go in the first half. We're down 14-7. Virginia Tech's got a first down on their own 45, and they run a double move on our freshman corner, Jaronda Hall, who's starting his first game. And Jaronda plays it and intercepts the pass. And now we've got the ball. We don't have any timeouts, but we got a minute 30 to go. We're on our own 20, and we go 80 yards, and LaRussa hits Duhart for a touchdown with 7 seconds to go, and now it's 14-14, and the place sellout crowd is going crazy. What's going on? It's 14-14. We run off the field at halftime like we just won the game. We had so much momentum going, and Virginia Tech was kind of shaking their head at that point, and that's when I thought, if we can just hang in there with a shot in the fourth quarter, we're going to have an opportunity to win.
Yeah, so now, Coach, what do you got to do here, right? As a coach, you got to keep these 19, 20, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds grounded, right? Because now you got to go on the road. You're playing the Pirates of East Carolina, which is going to be tough. So I'm sure you guys had your party, you had your good time, and I'm sure you spoke to them, bring them back down to earth a little bit, right? Because you got to get focused.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what was important about this? It was such a monumental occasion. This is arguably the biggest moment in the history of Old Dominion
That's
University.
Awesome.
We're
That's
a fairly young university. This is only our 10th year playing football. So for 24 hours, it was all about enjoy this moment. I talked to them about try to put this in a compartment somewhere in their brain where they remember their top two or three things that happened so they can visualize this for the rest of their lives. And,
wow.
And right after the game,
guys. Great message.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. After that game, I was in a student mosh pit for a good 10 or 15 minutes. I mean, I would get
awesome.
Every ounce of enjoyment out of this I could.
Good for you,
my
man.
Back of my head's still sore. I got hit with a cell phone. I'm trying to take a selfie. But we enjoyed all that.
That's awesome.
And then we got back together. We practiced Monday morning, and we had that 24-hour rule. And it was, look, we're underdogs again this week. We're going on the road at East Carolina, a team we've only played once. We haven't beaten, so we've got to get right back into it. But a lot of momentum and a lot of confidence from a win like this that hopefully carries over and keeps them feeling good about themselves.
And how do you use that kind of a win to not only get the team's feet back on the ground, but to build? You mentioned now going on the road, East Carolina, underdog once again. But clearly the potential is there. We've seen it. We've realized it. It's not a fluke that you beat Virginia Tech. How do you build upon that kind of a win, Coach?
Well, as the head coach, you go to every good restaurant you can in town and make sure you take full advantage because, for the 3 weeks before that, there wasn't a lot of public appearances. But in all seriousness, now it's about this happened and it changed Old Dominion. We became more national. People are aware of who we are.
A lot of brand awareness for you guys, for recruiting and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a big part of it. Also for our alumni, a really proud moment. It's hard for me to quantify how big this win is because of Virginia Tech. It's Virginia Tech football. I mean, let's be honest. This is a brand.
National
program. Top 25 team for the last 25 years in a row. That's a big deal, beating them. So it put us out there. A lot of people who didn't know about our program, that they started to recognize us in 2016. We went 10-3 and won the Bahamas Bowl in only our 8th year, which is the earliest any team in the history of football has done that. Year 8, win 10 and a bowl. So that got our name out a little bit, but this one really captivated the audience. So for all our alumni, recruiting, our team, all of it, it's a really big moment that we're going to continue to try to capitalize on while we focus on the next game.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. So I mean, congratulations, really. I mean, just amazing. Watching the end towards the end of that game was awesome. A lot of fun to watch.
Well, it's always fascinating because you mentioned it. You know, there's always the time in the game, coach, when you feel like, you know, you've got a shot to pull off the upset. The message that you had to your kids beforehand. I'm curious, afterward, was there any kind of, after the mosh pit, after you got hit in the head with the cell phone, after all of that, because of who Vatek is, because of who Old Dominion is, mentioned only 10 years in, was there a moment, a special moment for you that you could relate to the audience in terms of whether it be with a player on the team, family, what have you, that really encapsulated what that victory meant for you?
Yeah, there were a couple of them, guys. It was probably, I'm guessing in real time, maybe 20 minutes after the game before I finally found my son, Derek, who's a linebacker on our team.
Oh, nice.
I just never saw him. We were both in different parts of the mosh pit, I guess. And then I had a moment where I hugged him because we moved here 12 years ago from Maine. I was the offense coordinator there, and he was 10 years old.
And you played at Maine, right? You played up
at Maine. Yeah, I played at Maine. Yeah. Well, Derek grew up with this program. Our first ever game in 2009, we play at home against Chawan. It's the first time we've ever played football, and he's running out to get the tee for the kicker. So for him to be part of this, be on this team, beat Virginia Tech, you know, he started on all the special teams, to go from 10 years old picking up the tee to being part of history,
that was cool.
A special moment for he and I to share together. And then our president, John Broderick, athletic director, Wood Seelig, I asked them to come in the locker room after the game because they made the decision to move us from FCS up to FBS, or we never play Virginia Tech. So that was pretty special. And then I think it was probably an hour and a half before I finally got done with everything after the game, the interviews and press conferences, and I turned my phone on. And you know how when you turn your phone on and you get some messages?
Yeah.
Well, it buzzed for probably 5 minutes. There were 400 text messages, about 10 voicemails. I mean, I had from friends of mine like Jim Harbaugh at Michigan and James Franklin at
Penn
State.
Nice.
Jeff Brohm at Purdue. And that's when it really hit me that this was a national story that really everybody was aware of it. I wasn't fully aware until that point how big it was.
Well, Coach, this is the time now, man, where you got to take advantage. Now you got to talk to the AD, the alumni, get yourself a new locker room for the boys, right? You got to get a new weight room. You got to do whatever you guys need. Right. Now's the time. Some new helmets for the boys.
Right. That's exactly right. Hey, Coach, we really appreciate you taking a couple minutes and spending with us this morning. It was a wonderful scene. Congrats on the victory once again, and hopefully we get to chat with you again real soon.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. And anytime you want to come to this beautiful coastal Virginia region where Old Dominion is, be our guest. You're always welcome.
That's good, Coach. Thank you so much. Congrats again. That'd be awesome. Awesome, Coach. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Good luck this week.
That's Old Dominion football coach Bobby Wilder.
Good guy.
Great guy. Very, very good guy.
Sounds just type of guy that inspires you.
No doubt. I mean,
we need a guy like that on our show. Like, wish he had time to show up for our pre-show meetings.
Yeah, he's got bigger fish to fry.
You think so? He's got a little stuff going on.
Yeah, he's got other stuff.
Yeah,
going
he's got.
On.
The, but
yeah,
got the guys
that
running
guy.
On the track.
No
he
doubt.
Sprints 300-yard shuttles.
He's a nice. He's a nice guy.
He's a
too.
Good guy. Yeah.
Well, how
like
about that
guy.
Scene afterward with him and him and his son?
Oh, how nice!
After
that's
the fact that they moved down there from Maine.
Yep.
When his son was 9, 10 years of age, started out bringing out the tee for kickoffs.
That's awesome.
And that his son's a linebacker at Old Dominion. And have the biggest victory, and he's playing on the team that his father's coaching, the biggest victory in the history of Old Dominion football.
That's really
cool,
man.
That
That's
is
really cool.
That is a really,
really cool,
really, really great moment
between father and son.
They'll have forever.
Forever.
His son will remember it forever. His father will remember it forever. I mean, that's how historic a victory it was. Because it's not just, and we listen, it's because of who it's up against has. And listen, I didn't grow up in Virginia, but I have a healthy respect of what Virginia Tech football means.
All the years
in that area.
Beamer
Ball. They're a brand, they're a staple.
Yeah, man. They were ranked 13 in the country at the time, and the Monarchs beat them 49-35.
Great win.
It was insane. It was awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.